I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state is, once again, a battleground for the Equal Rights Amendment. Supporters rallied in Springfield Tuesday. The ERA would add language to the U.S. Constitution stating rights should not be denied based on sex. Ann Schlafly Corey was also at the Capitol. She opposes the idea, as did her mother, Phyllis Schlafly, who successfully waged a Stop ERA campaign in the 1970s and 80s. Schlafly Corey now heads the Eagle Forum, a so-called family values organization that her mother helped found. She says the ERA would be bad because it would mean more women would have to serve in the armed forces. And
there's still today countless common sense laws that we have that distinguish differences between men and women. So, for example, do we really want to put our prison populations together with men and women?
A resolution for ratification passed the state Senate last month. It has yet to make it through the House. If efforts are successful, it is unclear what action Congress could take because the deadline passed in 1982. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner and legislative leaders met again Tuesday to talk about adopting a budget before next month. Daisy Contreras has this update.
Republican leaders say they'd like for Democrats to speed up their negotiations and offer a revenue estimate. They say without one, budget negotiators are left in the dark about how much money there is to spend. But Democratic Senate President John Cullerton says that's not what's holding them up.
I wouldn't be hung up on that. That gets into somewhat of a gotcha game and a political fight.
House Republican leader Jim Durkin disagrees.
It's not gotcha, and our members don't look at it that way. And it's very disappointing that Democrats look at state law as advisory and not something that is obligated.
A revenue estimate hasn't been officially adopted in the last few years, but is required by state law and the Constitution. Rauner, who is running for re-election, says he is available to talk and would like more meetings over the next 3 weeks. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Illinois residents and businesses affected by February's severe storms and floods can apply for low-interest federal loans. Governor Rauner says the federal government approved the state's request for financial assistance. The U.S. Small Business Administration will offer low-interest, long-term loans to Iroquois, Kankakee, and Vermilion counties. February's historic flooding prompted widespread evacuations. The SBA says homes and businesses in those areas sustained major uninsured losses. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As the academic calendar turns over to summer, SIUC's chancellor says reorganization plans will shift gears. Carlo Montemagno says while the work will continue, he doesn't expect dramatic changes to the proposal over the coming months.
We won't be submitting any new RMEs to the schools during the summer break because all the faculty aren't there. But we have a number that have been proposed, faculty have voted on, and we're waiting for the final votes or acknowledgments by the Graduate Council and by the Faculty Senate.
The controversial plan to reorganize the campus structure is continuing to evolve, according to Montemagno. Opponents to the proposal say they want to see more evidence that his changes will help SIUC's enrollment and budgetary issues. He made his comments during WSIU In Focus. You can hear more at WSIUnews.org. Missouri's House and Senate budget leaders are recommending giving K-12 schools close to $99 million in funding increases next fiscal year. House and Budget Committee Chair Scott Fitzpatrick says he and his Senate counterpart agreed to a plan that would mean lawmakers meet school funding goals outlined in state law. House lawmakers recommended the full funding, but senators passed a budget that had only roughly $48 million in increases. Legislative negotiators still need to sign off on the plan, which will then need another vote in the full Missouri legislature. I'm Jennifer Fuller.